Now LFA, Cheap Truck New Chief, take our hands, lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they made up.
Hi, and welcome to Cougar Season. This is Hefe, and I'm an idiot because I still get mad when people don't use their turn signals. Right over there is Rob.
Hi. I don't get mad at all, ever.
He's accepted something I should have accepted a long time ago in order to increase happiness, because like the Dalai Lama said, lack of happiness comes from suffering and desire, and I desire people to use their turn signals, but they don't. And see, that made me just unhappy thinking about it. So maybe that guy's got something, what with his whole religion and everything.
Yeah, but he doesn't live in California either.
He does not drive either. He gets to sit back in the, you know, carried by a Sherpa or, you know, in the back of somebody's limousine. Maybe Bill Clinton's or, I don't know, whatever. Whatever international figure is whining and dining him.
How does the Dalai Lama get around? Palanquin?
Llama? Yak? Outside of Tibet, which he pretty much is outside of Tibet, right? Because the Chinese ran him out of there.
Oh, yeah, they'll kill him, right?
Yeah, because they're very religious, as communism is the state religion and political philosophy. Yeah, I don't know what they do. I don't really know much about the dude. I don't really care that much. Anything a lot of Hollywood celebrities and musicians care about, I just reflexively don't. Because I kind of am convinced they don't really know what they're talking about in the first place.
And I know you got the free Tibet sticker.
Well, and they also have this whole hopeless cause thing, you know, phenomena. That it's like, if we pick a cause that's completely hopeless and we can never win, then we'll always have something to champion. They don't have to worry about picking something like free Tibet, right? That ain't going to happen.
Right.
Because we're not going to interfere. The Chinese aren't going to let it go until the government switches, right? And they've got a pretty firm grasp on that nation. So, sorry about that, listeners. I really try not to do that. Or I'm going to try not to do that from now on. All right, I already got my swearing in. I didn't the F-bomb, which I may or may not take out, but I never edit anything out, so... that's how livid driving makes me. I can't control my swearing. With all these other topics, I can control myself somewhat. The driving, though. Oof.
Yeah, I've driven with them. It's true.
I need to get my happy place before I enter the car. So with the Free Tibet cause, you know that it's never going to... It's going to always be... You can only say until I'm 70, right? In the year 2040. I'll be going, oh, yes, Tibet free yet? I'm like, No.
Not
and Marky or Mike D and you know MCA can still be like free Tibet, you know, they'll still be back on that stuff. Free Mumia, that dude that shot two cops in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
they know the dude's guilty because he did it. He shot a cop, and he's still like, people still like root for him, and they named a street after him in Paris or some shit. But the dude's gonna eventually get executed because he killed a police officer. But it's like the hopeless cause thing, which I don't understand. Do you have any insight?
Just because it's not within your reach doesn't mean it's not worth striving for, Hefe.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay.
Isn't that what they say?
That is what they say. And I say, keep your mouth in front of it. Mm-hmm. All right. We were working on our levels, and Rob was at a good level, and then he gets shy for some reason that we're recording. All right. So on with the show. If you've listened to me, I do any podcasting before. I'm sure I brought up my inability to cope with driving. And it's not like I'm a road rager. I haven't yet to fight anyone or
haven't actually left your car and struck someone.
With an instrument. And beating them. I don't ever plan on doing that. I just get perturbed.
Although there's appendages mm-hmm. have left your car. And symbolically.
Yes. All right. Today's news report, a cultural news report. If you didn't hear already, J.D. Salinger's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The writer of only one book, as far as I know. Catcher in the Rye?
He wrote many books.
Nobody ever talks about the other books, though. Do you know any of them?
Raised the roof beams, high carpenter, something like that.
All right, hold on. We're gonna pause the show and go to Wiki something and get his bibliography.
Raise High the Roof Beams.
All right, so quick rundown. And he wrote The Catcher in the Rye. And he also wrote 9 stories, which contained a bunch of stories he wrote from previous years. Catcher in the Rye was 1951. 9 stories came out in 1953, which stories written from 1948 to 1953. Franny and Zooey, written in 1960, or which are two different stories written in 2 different years, that was released in 1961. And Raise High the Roof Beam, Carpenters and Seymour, an Introduction, which I don't understand. Anyways. So he wrote like a bunch of things for over a decade and a half, and then quit and ran away.
Yeah, and hid in Vermont somewhere, I think.
Yeah. So the whole thing is now that one of the good things about him being dead is all those English professors can stop wondering what he's doing.
Were they wondering?
What's he doing now? Because he was just a recluse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't that one movie sort of about him. With Sean Connery and the young black kid who was going to write a book, and he stumbled upon this recluse author by Sean Connery.
The one that sparked the...
Searching Jeremiah.
Internet meme known as YTMDs. You're the man now, dog. You don't know about those?
No.
Oh.
Okay, say hey. Enlighten me.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of juvenile and stupid. YTM, there's this line from that movie that I think you're talking about.
Many things now are juvenile and stupid.
Where Sean Connery says to him, the young black fellow, "You're the man now, dog," in his quite enthusiastically in his Scottish accent.
Mm-hmm.
And someone took it and repeated it. And there's like on a website. Just go to ytmnd.com, and the whole thing, they just looped that soundbite and started an entire internet phenomenon.
Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester. I think that's what it's from.
And we're looking for
ytmnd, which stands
for... Yeah,
there
for it is. It was the first thing that came up there. It was the first thing that came up there.
Yeah.
And it's a whole website of about...
I think if you went to like YouTube and searched original YTMND...
YTMND.
It would come up.
You're the man now, dog. Established in 2001 with a picture of Sean Connery. And there's a little icon for the website. So if you saved... If you bookmarked "You're the Man Now, Dog," you would get a picture of Sean Connery there.
How
interesting.
I think that's from Finding Forrester. I don't know. Did Sean Connery do any movies where he acted alongside?
Well, wouldn't that what the urban youth would teach him? Something about the vernacular. And then he, of course, to repay his respect, he would say, "Use that vernacular back at him in the proper fashion." It's all about vernacular these days.
Vernacular.
Wow, what a journey of learning we've just embarked on.
Y-T-M-N-D.
By me wanting to make fun of J.D. Salinger being a recluse and dying. Do you think... Now, I guess I'm also just a tad bit jealous of, like, I'd like to write 3 books and then have enough money to go away and just live my life.
Yeah.
You know, somewhat anonymously. In a pleasant setting such as rural Vermont.
Yeah, that would be the life, if only I could write.
I think a lot of my stuff, and I'm not going to say this all the time, but a lot of things I do have, it's out of envy. No, I don't. I'm not envious of Madonna in any way, and I will pick on her a lot. But there's a few things. I'll try to admit it that I am envious slightly, and so maybe that's why I find humor, or I like to poke fun at them because I'm, oh, you know, you got a good, you little, you figured out this world, J.D. Salinger, way to go.
And all the other drivers on the road, mm-hmm. just envious of their superior driving skills.
No. See, that's the complete opposite. No envious of their lack of caring about other people in response to safe driving. Yeah. Safe driving is very important, and we all need to take it seriously. Which is why I do all my reckless driving late at night when I'm the only one on the road. Can't really hurt anybody at 3 in the morning. Really difficult, even in a metropolitan area. I might hurt empty cars, but not actually any people.
Yeah.
And I'm not admitting that I've hurt any empty cars, because I have not hit anyone and then took off. I was saying, if that ever comes up, I probably won't hurt people, just maybe some innocent property.
Or yourself.
And possibly myself. Although I have been called, I have been whipped enough by a fear of a seatbelt ticket. But I do pretty much wear a seatbelt all the time now.
If you don't click it. You need a ticket.
Yeah. If you're a fascist, you're... No, wait a minute. Oh, no way. I'm not going to digress into Danny State political discussions. Anyways, let's talk about the Olympics a little bit, since I just watched, like, day three today. Is it day three already? I think it is.
I don't know.
And there's there's a couple things that I have to say is that... the Japanese curling team was pretty hot.
I didn't catch them.
I don't think they're favored. But there's not a lot to pick from.
Are you speaking of the men?
No, the women's. Women. Yeah, that's right. They generally say, yes, you do say men's or women's now. But I think everybody knows that I'm into women. So I think if I'm going to call something hot, it's usually going to be the female grown woman variety, since I've yet to be sexually attracted to anything that isn't an adult human female.
Well, I thought maybe you meant it hot in the urban vernacular, as in they're highly...
It's curling, though, okay? It's curling. They're not the biggest physical specimens right now, which I think is that's why. I think a lot of people are finding, like, okay, you know what? The one way I can get an Olympic medal...
It's curling.
...is curling.
Or if you're crazy never gonna, enough to luge.
I'm never going to be the fastest. You know, I'm never... Skiing is really hard. I don't like flipping upside down and backwards in the air, which is required by a lot of Olympic sports.
Or traveling 90 miles an
hour.
Curling,
though, you might bruise your knee slipping on the ice and banging your
knee
on it.
Worst possible case, you slip and fall and get a concussion.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah, I'm good at, you know, it's like the Simpsons last episode was about curling and Marge and Homer giving go. I'm like, I've been sweeping my whole life for this. But the ladies were quite cute. And but they're not the favorites. I think it's the Swedes or something.
I thought Canada just dominated curling.
I think they invented it.
But, just like hockey.
Yeah. They invented it, but it's not necessarily their fort.
So,
anyways, look how boring the show got. Just starting to talk about curling after the
curling.
I know after like the Japanese chicks were hot, and then there's like nothing much to say. Not a lot to say after that.
I guess not.
And the only reason I mentioned it is because it was the only thing on. Like the Olympic hockey cruises by. Like they did not waste any time. There was no TV timeouts during the whole. During a period, the commercials are in between.
Wasn't a lot of penalties or icing.
I think I saw the first penalty and I turned it on in the end of the second period. And when I saw the first penalty, I believe that might even be incorrect. But they just go out there and skate, and they're not really the ice is. I didn't think the ice was any wider. I think in Vancouver because they're in North America, they're playing in North American rinks.
I think it's international size.
I don't know, man.
There's not too much of a difference.
I think the international size has shrunk.
Yeah,
in the last few years.
They've changed a lot of the rules.
Yeah.
But watching the game, I did get almost excited when Ryan Callahan from, I think he's from Fairport, yeah? Definitely from Rochester. Nearly scored the first goal of the U.S. Of Olympic men's hockey. Period.
Oh, that's right. They got the first game.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He didn't. Damn. Nobody's going to be going, YTMND to you, Callahan.
Yeah.
You missed that boat. Maybe next. Well, yeah, the first game. Okay. But we are USA hockey fans, obviously, as I'm sure most of our listeners are. The United States is in Group 1, Group A. There's only 12 teams in the tournament, so you have to be pretty good in order to make it. I think our group is good for us. Well, maybe not. They split it up. It doesn't really matter. Like it's all pretty even. There's usually two strong teams and two weak teams in each group. In our group, it's Canada and the United States, and then Switzerland and Norway. And obviously, the strong teams are Canada and the United States. Group B, the two strong teams are Russia and Czech Republic. There's also Slovakia and Latvia. I think it's kind of mean they put Slovakia in the same category as the Czechs, since they used to like be the same country. Is that a joke?
Spitting.
Is that a joke? Are they joking?
It's regionally appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I guess it's a rivalry game. You know, maybe that's what they're thinking. They've been like, they got like some Roger Goodell from the NFL in there. Oh, what you want is some good rivalries in there in your scheduling. That's what we do here.
Play.
Yes, we make sure that teams that are rivals play each other every season, whether or not they are scheduling prerequisite to match up or not.
So they could put USA in any category.
Because according to half of America, the whole world hates us. All right. And then there's group. Sweden and Finland, I don't think they hate us. The Swiss are neutral. They don't hate us. Anyways, and then you got Slovakia and Latvia in Group B. Group C, Sweden, Finland, Belarus, and Germany. Who won last time? Finland? Swedes. Swedes won.
Was it?
Finns won like 8 years ago or something, right? In France?
Yeah. I think all the Scandinavian teams pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So we're kind of... Yeah, and our the U.S. has a young team this year.
They looked pretty good.
Yeah, they were good. But we still have a young team, and that's could be really good or could not be. Because I think... How many veterans are on the team? You got...
Chris Drury.
Drury and Rafalski.
Rafalski. Ryan Miller, he's about my age.
Yeah, but...
He's not a youngster.
Yeah.
But he's the goalie. It's totally different.
Yeah. You can be like a hot young goalie. As in hot, as in... Kicking ass at your position.
And you know, the goalie never wears the C.
Yes.
So I imagine they can't provide much leadership out there, regardless of their veteran status.
So anyways, we got a tough road. The favorite teams are Canada and Russia, and then I guess second tier would be... We might even be like the fifth maybe, because you got Canada, Russia, then Sweden, then the Czech Republic, and then the United States. And I don't know who would be after that.
That's huge, though. I mean, like 10 years ago, Team USA maybe ranked, 10th in the world, maybe.
That's true. We used to have no players, and now we actually have an all-NHL team, which the Russians have probably, and the Canadians have, obviously. The Swedes, I don't think that everybody on the Swedish team is NHL, mm-hmm. And I'm sure everybody on the Finns isn't all-NHL either.
The Russian defense isn't, they don't have a lot of good Russian defenders in the NHL.
All right, so, go USA. What else? There's one more thing I think that I was interested in. That I'm kind of a little upset by. As a single man, I also often look for companionship through the television. And, that's just sad. Anyways, you can't go out all the time, right? I mean, sometimes you just want to chill out and stay home and have some peaceful time by yourself. I tried watching that show Heroes, and that's suckered me twice now. And I watched the whole show. But nothing happens.
You were disappointed.
Yeah.
Twice.
And I was like, but what next week, though? Next week. Yeah. Something really awesome is going to happen. You just wait and see. And I don't know where they went to school for writing TV plots or Like, just because it's a serial, can't you have some kind of ending?
Yeah, it's just, it's like it's not meant to end. It's just meant to be dramatic.
Yeah.
And enticing somehow.
Yeah,
I
like.
I don't get into it either.
Does my attention span too long?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, you're supposed to be able to, like, leave the room and cook half dinner and then come back and watch 2 seconds and then leave the room again and get online and Facebook some people and then go watch a little more. And then you're supposed to be doing, like, 800 things at once because, yeah. I think it's just a pretty freaking inane television show. And, yeah, it's kind of crappy and I'm not going to watch it anymore.
That seems to be what happens. Like, a lot of the shows, new shows, start off pretty strong. Good ideas, and then they just kind of meander into
soap opera land. And yeah. Oh God, I've been, now that I've watched your show of an hour a week for 22 weeks a year, you've really got me roped into these characters. And I don't know, like, I remember, like, when I was a child, like, I thought TV was great and like, I could get into all that stuff, and I'm just like, they're just acting, who cares? I don't really care. Like, I watch cartoons because it's hard for me to care about actual people acting, you know.
Yeah.
I like the fakeness of cartoons.
Yeah. Like, do you watch Lost? You ever watch Lost?
No.
I refuse to watch it. And so many people I know are into that show. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why would I do that? Why would I? It's not good for you. It's like doing heroin, you know? It's like I get addicted to it, but I don't get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. Screw that.
Yeah, like, I guess people get some. I mean, it's a little bit of a ride, you know, because you do care. It's a mystery of it all. And I was talking on the microphone. It's the mystery of it all. And there's really popular television shows that I just don't find it appealing at all, like Heroes. I tried to watch it because I like the hero thing, but I didn't see any heroing, really. Like, the one chick healed because she got shot, and then, you know. And Hayden Panettiere just generally annoys the shit out of me, as it is.
Yeah, and what is the character Hero's power, the actual little Japanese guy?
He stopped time or something. Because when the show was new, they were, like, figuring everything out, and it was a big mystery. And now it's like, I don't know. And then one bad guy, they just can't kill him ever. And you're like, really? I don't know. God. That show sucks. I feel like an idiot for watching it. And then there's Lost, which I never really watched. I think I watched a couple episodes because my friends were into it. But that was like 5 years ago. But then the show's still on the air. And like, it's the last season. And like, everybody's sad. And I'm like, I guess I'm really ambivalent because I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh, last season or the last Survivor. When, you know? How is that still interesting?
Yeah. I mean, see, you went these 5 years without getting engaged in the show. And now it's ending and everyone's sad and pissed off. And
yeah,
have nothing to show for it, and yeah, you just go on living your life.
Yeah, maybe I can say like Jersey Shore, like it's a quick hit, you know, like yeah, boom, bang, boom, bada boom, bada bing, our show's done. We were there, now we're down. Hey, we're out. We did a little quick thing there.
Although I did read they're coming out with another season with the same cast, but they're bringing them out of the Jersey Shores, and they're filming it in Florida or California or something like that.
Oh yeah.
But it's Jersey Shore. How can they do that?
Goomba Nation. Hey, I'm Goomba here.
Jersey Nation.
Wops out on the road. What else? What other ethnic slights can I use against them and not get penalized in any way because they're not any kind of a race?
Oh, man.
What slurs can I use against people that have the same heritage as my grandparents?
Douchebag.
Dago, douchebag, display, DDD, Dago WAP, tan. And then you have, what else do I do? Oh, Lost, Survivor, why do people still watch that? The Bachelor's the same show every time.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette. It's amazing. Was TV ever good? That's today's question. Was television ever good? Besides for broadcasting, you know, the news of the world and a sporting event, and is dramatic television good in any way? And can I think of a show that isn't a cartoon
Not besides a besides comedy.
I used to think Cheers was so great, but all that stuff I got into when I was a kid, you know.
Mm.
And now that I'm a grown up, it's just really hard to get any attachments. But there are obviously adults that do get some kind of, because I mean,
yeah, somebody's watching that stuff.
Yeah, grown people are watching that stuff.
I do. I like some of the HBO dramas. That show, Rome, was kind of cool.
Yeah, so those are a whole
different thing,
though.
But that didn't last.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it.
Deadwood lasted. I tried watching Carnival for a little while, and that was kind of creepy and kind of neat, but that didn't last either. I think a lot of the shows I liked end up getting canceled. You know, one time, when Friends was first coming out, and I never watched it when it was new, and I remember hearing, I was visiting a friend, and he was renting a room at a place, and then this other person was renting a room, and then from the owner. And this dude had his girlfriend over, and they laughed at every laugh track joke on Friends. And I wanted to get up and go kill them, because I don't think people like that make the world a better place. The world can't possibly be better with you laughing at along with the laugh track from every stupid thing Joey says on Friends. And I didn't remember even knowing. I didn't know who Joey was at the time.
And then he got his own show.
Yeah, that lasted.
Joey. I think maybe... It lasted a whole pilot.
Yeah. Does that help your TV reviewing skills? That sucks. Yeah, the show's dumb. I pay for cable. What is wrong with me? Remember, like, when the world was a simpler place 40 years ago, they used to go, cable choice. People should be able to pick the channels they want. You know?
Did they have that? Did that ever exist?
No, they don't. It doesn't exist. Which is kind of a crock of crap, and they do have a point, but, I mean, there's so much more going on right now that people are worried about. But the picking your channels from your cable company is really not a top priority that anyone's talking about anymore.
It is important.
It is important, but you're not going to get any attention from it right now, especially from cable networks. Right. Wait, you mean people could actually not have MSNBC on their on their cable package at all?
Yeah, you're paying us.
I mean, think about it. If you pulled all the channels off your cable package that you didn't want, think about it. You probably have 15 left.
Maybe
15.
I could probably get away with 5 that I watch regularly.
Yeah, and that would be most people.
Well, then they wouldn't make any money.
Maybe.
Everyone's cable bill would.
But they would also. But here's the other thing. They would also know what channels are actually being watched.
True.
Which could work out better for the advertisers as opposed to worse.
They don't already know that?
I guess they do, but nobody's ever asked me.
Don't they know?
I mean,
does
the cable monitor. Now, I don't know this. Does the cable company actually monitor what channels you have on and for how long? Is that possible? I mean, there's a freaking computer in there.
Yeah, they got it. I mean, that's. That's invaluable information.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Who knows?
Well, I mean, they know that I freaking got Heroes on Demand.
Yep.
They know that.
They know what you're watching.
They know that I did that. They know that I watched The Mighty Boosh. They know that I watched the South Park Butters Pimp episode again today. Do you know what I am saying?
Do you know what I am saying?
Do you know what I am saying? Yes, I do. Why do you keep asking me? Yeah. And I like about South Park is they also fit. See, this is a cartoon. I'm admiring a cartoon again. Why don't I have the ability to admire shows with actual people in them? 30 Rock is kind of funny.
Butters.
South Park actually manages to fit all those little cultural things that I find annoying, and they eventually fit it into an episode of the show. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or the motorcycle people.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. They manage to make a very funny, annoying thing that people do in society, whether it's regardless of race, color, creed, or political stripe. So that's good for them. But everybody knows that's a good show. And then they're still on Comedy Central. I don't know why they haven't. That's weird.
Why should they be on?
I don't know. You think they could have moved up in the world?
Like,
maybe they just go, Comedy Central is the best show that we have. We cannot possibly not give you what you want.
Yeah, it's not like they can swear on network TV.
They can't. You know what, though? I watched the Entourage. Okay, Entourage I kind of like. But that's just because I know there's going to be hot chicks on that show.
Yeah, and it's just...
I'm not that impressed. I'm not in love with the characters. Like, they're all kind of jerks. But I just know, like, hot chicks are going to be around sooner or later, and it's kind of funny.
I just like to watch it and pretend it's me and my friends always getting our
life. Oh, yeah! someday, Rob. When I write my reclusive novel.
Can I be part of your entourage?
Why not?
Your book tour?
I've already alienated everybody else, so... still on your good side.
Not really an entourage if it's just one person, is it?
Oh, well, if I have an ability to afford an entourage, there will be others. What was my point? I forget what I was saying. I thought I was bringing up something good. Oh, yeah, I like Entourage. And who cares? Blah, blah, blah. Should I rewind it and listen to what I was saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
See, even that show gets boring because the same thing happens. There's no...
Are we going to get that movie? Oh, yeah, we got that movie.
Yeah, there's no conflict. Like, he's gonna get the part, or he's going to get the girl, or...
That girl doesn't like me. Oh, no, she likes me. Oh, no, she doesn't. Yeah. That show isn't like... It's just a good ride.
Yeah. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And
I'm not looking to learn anything. I'm not looking to learn anything when I watch Entourage.
True. And Ari Hest is... Not Ari Hest.
What's his name? Ari Gold, yeah.
That guy's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. It's only because he swears a lot and gets angry. It's not because he's like a great guy. He's a horrible guy.
He's a horrible person. But
he's a horrible person, which is very funny. So you wonder who's the actual person? Or which amalgam of agents in Hollywood does he represent? Is it one? Is it two? Is it, you know... three, or is it just there's just one guy that's just like that all the way? And it's also very easy to believe those stereotypes for some reason because you want to.
Yeah.
All right. It's been about a half an hour. I was going to make a point about something and I just don't know what it was anymore. But we spent a lot of time talking about television today. A little bit about hockey. Go America.
USA. USA.
I think the medal count is in our favor. We have 8.
Yeah, we got a boatload of medals now.
Except a bunch were bronze, though.
Yeah, that's not good enough for the United States.
4 of them were like bronze or some crap. And then... That's what really counts. Do you count... I mean, yeah, we have the might... We might have, like, the most Olympics, but or the most medals, but if they're, like, 4 of them are bronze. I guess Switzerland has 3 gold medals already out of a total of 4.
You know, the Olympics is kind of a unique thing for athletes, like hockey players and like, especially team sports, because it's, like, where else do you get rewarded for second place and even third place?
Yes,
it's like it's got to be a conflicting emotion when you've lost the championship gold medal round, and yet you can still kind of feel excited for yourself.
I think in a lot of these sports, though, because in the States, as the foreigners call it, we are used to just our leagues, and that's our main competition. I think and it's professionals, and we're watching professional sports all the time. Now, for these guys, are many of them, I don't know how they, I don't even know if it's, is the Olympics even amateurs anymore? They just totally dumped that rule completely in the last 12 years or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's, in a lot of these sports, in these international competitive, pure athletic sports, running, swimming, skiing, that's how you win money. So they're always winning something for second place, you know?
Right, yeah.
Third place, you always, that's how they decide who the prize is for the, you know, for the world championships for swimming or downhill racing or whatever. So I think that is important to them. And it's not unusual when you're not totally upset because you didn't come in second place. I mean, it's not all, everything is in the Super Bowl, Rob. You ethnocentric.
It's all or nothing.
You ethnocentric.
All the time.
Stupid American. All you Americans are ethnocentric, unlike us French people.
I don't know.
I think ethnocentrism is a funny word because who isn't? I mean, it's hard not to be ethnocentric when you can only be from one place. It's really difficult. Very few people are from two countries.
You can't have more than one culture.
I'm not a Swiss English person because I had to grow up in Switzerland or England or, you know, I did grow up in Canada, but he's an American, but he's born in Cleveland.
Right.
You know, but he doesn't run around calling himself a Canado Americo in an American-Canadian.
I love those people. Yeah, I'm French, German, Irish, Dutch.
So you're an American.
What are you talking
yeah.
about? No, you're not.
Yeah. Like, that's your heritage.
You don't even know how to make bread pudding.
That's your lineage. It's not who you are. It's just where you came from.
I also got a little Native American.
Yeah. I'll give that to you. I'll give it that's part of your blood. It's not who you are, though. You can't ever. You can change a lot of things about yourself, but never your culture. I think you would have to go under a very immersion therapy. I think would be the only way to actually do that. And then still,
like Clifford Orange,
it's your wiring. You can't really change your wiring. It's really hard. It's the whole thing about people being addicted to this stuff is, you know, they reorganize their lives to being addicts. So we're all our own cultural addicts, and we digressed into that. Poignant thing. I don't know. I feel pretty good. I don't know. I think most people like their heritage, their culture. In a sense, I kind of thought. I liked it a lot until Obama tried to change it. I'm just kidding. I didn't realize how much I liked it until Obama became president. Now I want to go back. Now turn me into a reactionary instead of just a conservative. Blah. But anyways, enjoy the Olympics. They're not so bad. I think lots of people make fun of the Winter Olympics. I don't because I do like hockey, and I do not mind watching downhill skiing. I like the slalom.
I like the biathlon. That's cool.
I do not really. It is like that's like the hardest game. That's really the hardest thing, though.
It's
like the hardest thing to do is to the cross country ski and then try to and then just you're so jacked up from pumping it and going so fast
and hearts racing
and then try to hold still and shoot a target.
And they're on, and they hit it most of the time.
That is difficult. And we will have maybe we'll give out some YTMNDs next week from the Olympics. You're the man now, dog. I never heard that. I am way beyond below the curve.
Did I mix my metaphors with your internet memes?
Well, I was never interested in watching Sean Connery as a writer. I mean, he's got to really act up a storm to make that believable. So you want to use your language to write a... I can't do a Sean Connery impression. I'm sorry for trying. I apologize. Yeah, I can do. Yeah, we can all do a bad Daryl, whatever his name is, impression. Who does a bad... Who doesn't even do a good Sean Connery either?
Shuck it, Trebek.
Yeah. S-words for 7200.
Most things on this shove don't react well to bullets.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was as close as any one of us has attempted. The Connery. Okay. I don't know how to wrap this up. I don't know, man. I don't have anything to wrap up with.
Is golf an Olympic sport?
No. Baseball is... You know, are the Summer Olympics longer? Or are they only also 2 weeks?
I don't know.
It's 2 weeks for the
2 weeks.
2 weeks for the Winter Olympics. And they started. It's interesting to see what they get out of the way first. Yeah, that's why there's so much curling on right now.
Yeah, and women's hockey was the first day.
Yeah,
which I thought was quite entertaining.
I'll watch it. Anyways, that is our Olympic special. I don't think we're going to talk too much more about it.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, sorry. Damn. All right, we're going to start over. All right, that's Cougar season for this week. Please leave comments. We will talk about them on the webpage. And thank you, Sarah, for your comment last week. I really appreciate it. And, well, we'll be seeing you soon. Goodbye.
Laters.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like,
here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougar hood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that hair from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there.
Cougar season, no need to be scared.